This is No Pink Spandex, episode 32, from Monday, November 13th, 2006. Hello, Lisa J is here with you. How you doing? How you been? So this is the finale discussion episode, Mystic Force. It's a bit late because of recording issues, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. But only thing that we're missing is our dear Katie. She was here. She was talking with us. She was having a good time. But we didn't get her side of the recording. So that's the only downfall. But you'll get the gist. She talks about, you know, the ending with Maddie. And, and then she talks about how she rated the episode, the finale, quite poorly. And I think she gave it a 4. Yada, yada, yada. But you'll hear it. And her reactions are quite hilarious. So, anywho, without further ado, I give you the Mystic Force finale. And is this the last we're going to hear of Mystic Force talk? No, of course not. Because we have lots more that I hadn't edited yet. But yeah, enjoy, stay tuned, and stay away from that spandex. It doesn't breathe.
So as you can see, Mike, this new version of Game will be very beneficial to the mainframe.
Wait, Game? I thought it was pronounced Gaim.
No, it's pronounced Game.
Really? I'm pretty sure it's Gaim.
No, Mike, it's Game. You're confusing it with something else.
Well, we can solve this just as easily. Let's see here. Show me the way to you. Lead me now where you are. Well, I don't know about you, but I can use a soda.
You have to be right about everything, don't you?
R5 Central, podcasting at its finest, maybe. R5Central.blogspot.com. You can also catch us on iTunes, MySpace, Boston Mall, and any of the 5 plants of the Pentagona system. See you later.
Hey everyone, this is a special podcast. Dun dun dun. No, that's the wrong music. Anyway, so
dun,
people from No Pink Spandex and Ranger Cast and a couple other people, whatever. We're joined together to talk about the finale. So I am Lisa J.
And I am Tyler, better known as Rito Avolto, and I'm so not used to not going first.
Well, it looks like someone's ego has been bruised. Mike Dent here from R5 Central, podcasting at its finest, maybe.
Jeremy, Tommy is cancer, 280 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal.
Hell.
That was actually really good.
How are you going to top that?
That was great.
Can't. This is Jay making a guest spot appearance.
Black guy. Podcasting. He's the black guy.
Well,
he's the token black guy.
And the Canadian.
Exactly.
And the Canadian.
You mean I'm not alone here? Oh my god,
yeah,
great.
Token black guy, Canadian. We've got all our bases covered.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Just a boot.
That's awesome.
Okay, guys, one at a time. One at a time.
Yay.
One
really?
Joke at a
How
time.
How about three?
Alright, so yeah, so yes, we all saw the finale, the Mystic Force finale, and if you haven't, if you're listening to the show, this is going to be huge spoilers, alright, because the finale doesn't come out in the U.S. until
Monday
the 13th, alright, so
turn the show off,
turn it off now, at this point, if you leave it on, okay,
that's enough, that's a fair warning.
All right, yes, Mystic Fate. What's poppin'?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Don't
so,
talk at
wasn't
once.
That sky looking good?
I knew it'd be rushed.
Nick's a douchebag.
Yeah, he's a douchebag.
That's not news. I think we knew that around the first episode.
Whoa.
He's always a douchebag.
And that has yet to change.
He's never not a douchebag.
Yeah, yeah. But I stand by what I said. I stand by what I said way back before Mystic Force started, that 32 episodes would not be enough to get some serious character development in. And generally, all the characters are mostly the same as they were when they
Except
started.
Except with dyed hair.
Yes.
32 episodes were just fine. It's just that they spent all those 32 episodes on Nick. That's the problem.
They should just call it the Nick Show.
So.
Basically, that's all it is the Nick Show.
Yeah. And then Nick gave up because he's a little girl and...
wait. And then they did the Kamen Rider Hibiki ripoff. Don't forget that. The Kamen Rider Hibiki ripoff.
That bad guy's gonna hurt me.
You're then he learned to never
give up. If I wanted that much whining, I'd watch an episode of Gundam.
What was that voice again?
How is he even the leader of the team? All he does is fight by himself. There's no team.
He doesn't hold the team together either.
Look how the episode started. It started by him getting trained alone.
Yep.
That's all it is it's all Nick. All Nick all the time.
And suddenly the master... You know, I like how they didn't use the master's name as given in the episode synopses, because Optimus is a really stupid name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They just called him the master. Kind of like Magnificence.
Yes.
Yes.
Although that was just stupid. The Master, at least it's better than the alternative.
Yes.
Not a lot better.
Well, you know, I don't stuck on names. I just, you know, watched the show and, you know, started off being all, you know, emo Nick. Be like, my powers have never been stronger than ever. And then yet, like, 15 minutes later, he gives up and crap. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Dude, okay, like, I mean, like, seriously.
Yeah,
No.
I like how they pretend the Nick-Madison relationship actually means something, because it clearly does not.
They haven't talked about it since the third or fourth episode. Tyler put it best the night
In the end,
of
it doesn't
the,
really mean
like,
anything.
Like, Tyler, you
said
it best when the episode came out online. It was, Madison was like, I want you to screw me right now, and he's like, here's my blanket. I'm gonna drive off into the sunset. See you later.
Yeah, I kind of addressed that. For those listening to the Rangercast version of the show, in my 90-second rundown of the finale, you'll hear my take on that. My 90-second parody of the finale.
Stop pimping your...
Hey, anybody listening to the Rangercast release the show already heard it.
Stop it.
Listen to Rangercast. Hey, how do you say that backwards?
Stop pimping your crap. That's why you say it. But no, really. Let's get back to the episode. What else happened? Wait, after he got all like, you know, oh, daddy, I'm like strong and crap. And then like, what else happened after that?
It was, Rita homage.
Phineas got fired.
Phineas got fired.
Because he got hired last episode, so it's such a big thing when he gets fired.
Phineas needs to, like, die.
Because he got hired last week.
But here's something that I noticed, how they used that and then tied it in later on, like, I talked to all the people in the forest, etc., etc., when they decide that, hey, wait, maybe the people in the forest aren't so bad, but when they really hadn't addressed anything about the don't go into the forest stuff. Until, like, since the first episode. We didn't even see anybody in the forest since the premiere.
Correct.
Basically.
Yeah.
That was kind of weak.
Yeah, they do that a lot. Like, for the last two seasons, they introduce something, and then they never come back to it until the very end, so it has no weight whatsoever. When they're
They're trying to provide this illusion of expanding universe when they don't expand on it.
Lost Galaxy. They start out Mirinoi and then like, oh wow, we ended up for the Lost Galaxy and look, we're back on Mirinoi again. You know, I guess they were trying to do that whole full circle.
Time Force started out with this like epic plan, and then by end of time, it was just a straight Sentai rip.
Right.
Reason number four why I can't stand it.
But, you know, they tried when they hired Phineas in the previous episode. you know, the people were afraid of him, and maybe they were trying to build it up from the second to last episode. I don't know.
I think pull it out of the most convenient spot.
These last two seasons have had a lot of great ideas. They just can't execute to save their lives.
Right, right.
It seems almost like laziness or just forgetfulness.
Yeah.
They start something and they just, boom, they drop it.
Yeah, when they forget it, that means they don't care about it. And if they don't care about it, how the hell am I supposed to care about it? Honestly. True. It's not possible.
Yeah.
Well?
But at least they're trying sometimes. Like, that actually brings us to Mystic Mother.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was cool.
I said from the very beginning, I said it's a great idea to bring her, to make her to her.
Yeah.
I love the idea, but they didn't put any thought into it whatsoever.
Yeah, they didn't. I mean, for that first scene with her when she was attacked by the Master, that was a decent Rita impression. They even threw in the headache line.
Yeah. That was
You're
awesome.
You're giving me a headache. That was good. But then, from there on, they weren't even trying. I think in part two, that's not supposed to be Rita.
Yeah.
Please. Now, how much trouble would it be to call up Disney and say Burbank and say, "Hey, could you bring in? Oh my God, the actress's name escapes me. I feel like
Carla
an idiot."
Carla Perez.
Barbara
Goodson.
The voice actor.
Barbara Goodson.
But yeah, Barbara Goodson. That's who I was thinking of. I mean, how much? I think Jay's David Frank, he did some of his ADR for Dino Thunder while he was in California. So how much trouble would it be to just drag Barbara Goodson into a studio to do that?
Right.
Not much trouble at all. She's in L.A.
Yeah.
I guess it might have been because of time. I'm willing to bet that they watched the episode, the Magic Ranger finale, like a couple of days before they decided to write the script.
They don't get the whole season from off the bat before they start filming, so they get it in pieces.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
But
so
still,
they probably didn't, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I'm trying to say. They probably found out last minute and then decided to implement it into the show.
But it wasn't even that. Yeah. I wouldn't say like a couple of days. I mean, I would say, you know, maybe like a good month or whatever whatever. You know what I mean? But
likely.
I mean, they didn't, honestly, they didn't really they just wanted to pay homage to the actor, the actress. You didn't have to make it Rita.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, but my complaint is simply with how poor the imitation was. I think that, I mean, if Disney can go in and replace Rancic's speech in Rancic Lives with the Time Force theme, then they can certainly take, wait a little, then replace that bad impersonation with the real Rita.
Well, yeah. I mean, true.
Like,
I don't really care. It seems like grasping at straws to me.
Yeah. But still, I mean, you'd think they were actually going to tribute the actress they bring. Eh, whatever.
The original, yeah.
Yeah,
I see
yeah.
what you're saying. I understand your point.
And you know what? Look, I have no, like I said, no problem. You know, you try to pay homage. That's great, fabulous, whatever. Just do it correctly, you know what I'm saying? Don't just,
throw
it out of nowhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was kind of half-assed.
Yeah.
That's the whole
point
with the my point with the Mystic Mother. It seems like they just tossed it in there for the sake of putting it in there.
Yeah, I mean, I'll forgive the continuity stretch.
Yeah.
I'll forgive the continuity stretch because it was a worthwhile tribute, but they could have taken the opportunity to do it right.
True.
And you gotta love how people are like, well, you know, she could have been the mother. It could have been possible because you know, she could have like.
You want that part of stretch where Power Rangers a new translation, basically.
No. The only stretch that makes it realistic is that, I mean, we're talking about the same universe where Tommy got his degree in 8 years or less than 8 years.
Yeah, nobody questions how Tommy became a doctor.
Well, he's Jeebus.
So.
He's Jeebus.
Wait.
Nobody questions how Jason got his powers back forever,
right? Like, you know those, like, mail-away correspondence deals?
He had sex with every single one of his professors.
Yeah, didn't you see him dressed?
But come on, not all of them wear pink. Come on, please.
Male or female, he did them all.
Really? Really? No, but no, seriously, honestly, there's a difference between, okay, yeah, right, so, like, how to become a doctor. But, I mean, you go from evil person to regular person to, God, like, the goodness. Mother of all that is pure and good.
Well, see, the difference,
yeah, in just 8 years.
There's a difference, though. Tommy's thing was, like, relevant to the entire plot of the series. It was a big thing. They made it a big thing. And then you got the Mystic Mother thing was just completely a throwaway line. There's a difference there.
Mm-hmm. It was something that came out of left field.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah.
But yes.
But that was...
Yeah, they should have been there. They should
They definitely should have been in... I was actually really disappointed when I did not see them in the finale. I was like, where the hell are they?
They were our Magitopia in a way.
Yeah.
Or at least mention them or something.
Right.
I mean, nothing.
I don't care if they're not going to interfere, but tell me why they're not interfering. Tell me they know what's going on. Tell me something. I need to know that they're there.
Tell me why the Rangers don't want to even talk to them.
If there's a difference between making a balance and one or good or evil magic is in control right now. The Master wanted to completely destroy all good magic. You can't have a balance if there's no good magic whatsoever. So they should have done something.
True.
Yeah, it was...
Or at least he could have, like, gone to
them...
Or
they could have given the Rangers powers back.
Or they could have said, like, we're not going to interfere, or something.
I think they were just solely there for, like, Deus Ex Machina purposes, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think they'd be, like, a last resort, if anything, if they were used. Like, it's kind of a cheap way out. I mean, like,
Or if they were, like, above, you know, the Mystic Mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, well, she, like, got
like, okay,
ball,
the
whatever.
Whole, we believe
okay,
in
let's
magic
bring in the tribunal.
You know, the town came together. Because that was, like, you know, an example of, like, how, like, I guess cheap you could get in terms of way out, you know? Because that's what kind of came, with me.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, struck me as, yeah, I can't talk tonight.
Well, remember we told Bruce to watch old episodes and we told him to watch Countdown to Destruction, and clearly that's about all he watched based on the finale
for
Mystic
Force.
Yeah,
he watched Countdown to Destruction, definitely. I saw that. I think maybe he watched End of Power Rangers, I'm not sure.
He probably watched the pilot and then like two or three Mighty Morphin
episodes.
Then that was it.
Yeah, let me think of what else he could have watched.
It doesn't matter. I mean, just throw crap into there randomly. Oh, well, the forest people are here now. Oh, wait, Misty Mothers too. Oh, wait, Snow Prince? What? Where did he come from? Oh, wait, I mean, you know, you don't really have to watch the seasons to just tell a good story within your own season.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. I mean, there's telling a good story, but then they're sticking to the show's conventions. Like, I mean, before Bruce came on, there were about 500 episodes of what works and what doesn't.
Well, I understand that, right? But even in Mystic Force itself, there were things that just didn't work in its own season, with its own story. You know what?
Yeah,
so
if
they can't even get that down, then hell, you're gonna deal with the Power Rangers universe? You gotta be kidding me. Just deal with your own universe first, get a good story down, and then build upon that. Oh,
I'm gonna agree with that. Power Rangers hasn't been on air for like 2 years. I don't know why.
Well,
that's just
maybe
wrong.
For some reason
they guest starred. I don't know. There's no Power Rangers for the last 2 years though. It's sad.
That's a bit of a stretch. I mean,
you know, some people.
That's
kind of
hard.
I used to dismiss Wild Force as a bad
thing. Why don't you say that? As long as you agree with me,
epic
Ninja Storm didn't happen.
To fix all the problems in continuity.
What?
A joke of mine. It's like I say, like Ninja Storm for me did not happen because I hated it that much.
Don't you ever say an unkind word about Ninja Storm. You will be destroyed. You will
because
be destroyed.
Half of the cast sucks. How about half of the
Power
cast
Rangers
sucks?
Is a comic book.
I don't know. I just tried watching it and.
I'll forgive him for that.
I ended up wanting to slit my wrists midway and just. God.
You will be destroyed. I will end you.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I remember I came back. Like, I think I left Power Rangers, like, right at the beginning of Wild Force. Like, I turned on Wild, like, Lionheart, then turned it off. And, then, like, one summer, like, the next summer, I was watching, like, flipping through channels. Oh, Ninja Storm. Wait, is that a rat? A rat? Oh, my God.
The rat
is their sensei.
The rat owned you.
So?
And then next thing you know, I'm back to the fandom and I'm absorbed.
The rat owned your soul, yo. But, no, I mean, yeah, there were certain things about Ninja Storm that I didn't really like. I'm like, whatever. But, you know, at least... For the most part, but most of the cast was pretty cool, at least. Mm-hmm.
Just not Hunter.
Just not Hunter and Blake.
Blake
and
sucked, too.
Blake and Shane are okay. They're not great, but
and
they're
the
okay. Hunter
the one episode that stands
okay.
out
Blake
for me
is
was,
terrible.
Hunter's
just
this,
garbage.
Like,
you're garbage.
Like, there's like...
The saving grace for Ninja Storm was Cam.
Yeah.
The saving grace for Ninja Storm was Dustin. Dude.
Cam,
Dustin,
and Corey owned your face.
Dustin's
all three of
awesome.
Them. All three of them, face ownings all around.
Tori was too annoying for me. And Dustin, I don't even want to get started with him.
Dustin was awesome.
Too many
don't
dudes
even start.
For my
Dustin
like
was awesome. Don't even start.
Leave Dustin
I like
alone.
Dustin.
Dustin's awesome.
He remind me of me.
But we are off topic. We're talking
about
Dustin.
Yeah, I know. We're like
90s. Yeah.
Okay.
We are getting way off topic.
I'd rather have Dustin than Chip any day of the week. Sorry.
I actually like Chip. I'd rather have Chip
like
than
Chip
Dustin.
Too.
Yeah,
I hate Chip.
Yeah,
I
Chip was
him.
Cool.
Hate him.
Yeah. I'm
not
gonna
a little
say
annoying
not
and a little overly childish on occasion.
A lot of
I couldn't stand Toby. Toby bugs me.
Oh,
I like Toby.
I don't like Bernie and his characters.
Toby is awesome. He's the machine.
Toby's jokes, baby.
Yeah, he even pulled double duty, although I would have liked to see maybe Piggy walking around Briarwood, just maybe off the side during the finale.
Yeah, in the
aftermath.
Toby's better than Piggy any day of the week. Any day of the week.
I'll give you that.
Yeah,
but that's not saying
like,
much.
Oh, snap.
Well...
No, but seriously, what do we like about this? Like, what do we like about the finale? Anything?
Oh,
anything
my
liked?
Okay, my favorite thing.
Red versus Purple.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh,
yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah, Red Korag versus...
When they did that fight, though, the best part was that Nick actually did the double sword move that he had been taught.
Yeah.
That was the best part. They tossed that in.
Yeah.
That was, even though they ripped it off from Magi.
Or
nice
my favorite line
in
the whole world,
sense.
Wake up and smell the darkness. Yeah, that was classic, classic at its finest. Yeah.
No, the best part was Madison and her, like, you know, being all mad, Maddie, on Nick.
Yeah,
that
was
awesome.
Cool. Like,
growl. That was the best part.
I was waiting
part.
For, like, a slap, you know. Like,
I guess
like,
that was supposed to be her little development for the whole season. Because even Nick acted like a jerk and turned his head away from her, and she had to yell out, "No, listen to me!"
Yeah,
like
I think
what
Maddie
the hell?
Got, like what? Two focus episodes?
Well, she had the website,
really?
Didn't
one and
she?
A half.
She had like Ranger Secrets down or whatever, or like the video camera, or did they like stop that?
Yeah, but that
well,
was
see,
it.
That's when she used her
and
camera.
I don't think we even seen her with
the camera
since.
Episode, so.
No, she used it like
twice.
No, she hasn't
like,
used it in 30 episodes.
Maybe
no, she
maybe
used
around
it in that one
episode
where they
episode.
Told her to break out of her shyness, and then she got rid of it.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
Because no,
the
they were saying
of the episode
that she
was
uses
that she
her
was not shy though.
Where right,
the camera,
she uses
she
her
wasn't
camera.
Hiding behind the camera. That's what Nick says she
She's
was doing,
not.
But he she wasn't. That was because
it was her.
Episode.
It was her medium, you know, to like actually like say what she has to say. And he was like, "Oh my
like
goodness,
telling
I see what you're
doing." Stop hiding behind his paintbrush.
What?
I say what?
I mean,
no,
mind.
You can't say this, man.
Who but your what?
Can you say what?
Who's your what now?
But yeah, no, that was my favorite part, and it was justified because it was like, damn it, I didn't do anything for this past season, and you're gonna listen to me now. Damn it, I'm gonna save your life. Damn it!
No, what the heck?
Yeah, but the
well,
way...
She probably wouldn't have influenced
No, well, the way... That they that they decided to just do a, I mean, like Time Force. They felt like I mean, there was so much originality, so much potential, as we've been saying. Yet they just squandered and went for the straight Magi rip. Like that same scene happened in Magi Ranger in the cave.
Did it?
And yeah, it did.
Even with the helmets off.
And it was completely out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was pretty much, it was dead on copy the whole...
Yeah,
it was like,
yeah.
Like the courage speech.
Oh, the courage piece. Please don't bring that up.
Yeah, that was kind of really...
Oh, bad. Yeah, the courage stuff. That was shoehorned in there in the
Wait,
last
which courage
episodes.
Stuff?
Yeah.
It became even more obnoxious than Never Give Up.
Well, I think...
And, like, with Never Give Up in Wild Forest, it was just Danny and Max, but here it was everyone.
I like how they said before, you can't teach anybody courage, and then all of a sudden at the end of the episode, she's like, hey, Dagron, can
teach
you teach
me about
courage?
I'd be honored to.
What?
That is totally a Sentai line, though. I mean, seriously, that is, like, right out of Sentai, like, that kind of line. Like, can you teach me the power of love?
Yeah. What's next? Like...
Oh,
you know, they also said you can't buy courage, so it would be absolutely hilarious if he said, teach, like, Itasis, teach me about courage, and then Dagron says, yeah, for about $5, I'll do it for you.
Let's go to the store and get us some courage.
Wait, like, why are you taking me to this back room? Well,
I'm gonna need a jar now.
Wow.
Courage in a bottle, it's called
That's like a
alcohol.
Bad, like, fanfic, right? No, that's like a bad Lemon fanfic right there. Like, can you teach me about courage? Oh.
Fanfic.
Oh, yeah. Fanfic.
Oh, snap. I forgot. We totally forgot. Evil Nick. We totally forgot to mention Evil Nick and how he turned evil for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, and the worst performance ever.
And that was terrible that was his evil voice was.
Oh! That was only there for 2 reasons. One, to just remind us of. Kind of, I don't know, address how easy it is for the master. How easy it was, rather, for the master to take over. Lianbo, and two, just to tear up the base, because I think Bruce...
Oh my gosh, get me started on that. Oh my gosh.
I think Cousin
why
Bruce...
Why did they have to teleport into Root Core and then
destroy it? It made no sense. I mean, maybe it offered
like,
more...
Like, would have been cool if he'd possessed Nick, and
Say
then,
what?
Like, had possessed, like, each of them different members, and then it was, like, an all-out frenzy, but I don't know.
Well, you know what would have been cool? Is that the other... If
that,
the other
yeah, that would have been
Yeah,
other
one way...
Oh, wait...
One way to explain
there.
It.
Yeah,
I think one way to explain it is because maybe A, it offered more room. B, since the master was controlling Nick, maybe he teleported there just to tear it up.
Possibly.
However, I think it was gratuitous
at the same time. Yeah, it was gratuitous at the same time.
Well, why would
you know,
just destroy the base? Like, destroy the books or something, specifically?
Well, no, they had to have the book at the end for the cliche ending.
That's true. Like what Zeltrix did.
But yeah, but they have to fill the quota. You know, the Power Ranger quota. You have to destroy the base now. Everything.
See, but that's the problem, though.
It seems
so forced with the Disney seasons, though.
I mean, it was okay, and it got a little
played out by the time Wild Force came around, but when Ninja Storm, Dino Thunder... SPD, and then now Mystic Force did it. It seems kind of forced. Like, it doesn't need to be done.
Yeah, I mean, while on one hand, I think it's, with Bruce, I think, yeah, it's one thing to look back at other finales and see what they've done, but it's another thing to be enslaved to them as much as you were enslaved to the Sentai footage.
Yep.
There's no set formula for a finale. There's just what works, what doesn't, what might work under different circumstances. Like, in Time Force, like, they were slaved to Sentai footage, but still, things kind of felt remotely logical because sometimes, like, they had gone that route since around, the 10th episode. They started going that route really early in the game.
What about Wild Force? How does it
work?
Wild Force, Well, actually, Wild Force did have some good things going for it, like Master Org.
Fucking Master Org.
Now there's something that they need to take a look at because they were able to pull that off of network television even after 9/11.
Bah.
It's one of those stories. It's one of those really, really cool stories that I wish that they could do something like that again.
I piss on your Master Org.
Thank you.
Master Org's awesome.
No, he wasn't.
Master Org's better than
Master
Lopo.
Org, to me, will always be the guy that yelled at Joey Tribbiani on an episode of Friends.
But here there were no U.S. original villains. While it escapes us from the whole awkward Grum and Broodwing situation,
The sexual tension, you mean? That you could cut with a knife?
Slash
well, that's
fix.
Imperious and every other, like, you know, ugh.
Rum was the laziest villain ever.
Yeah, but just with, I think, I mean, of course, U.S. villains can work. Look at Dino Thunder.
Yeah,
look at Wild Force.
There you go.
But only if they're worked in a way that isn't stupid. See, in SPD, that is how you don't work in a villain.
Yeah, you don't have a villain get on an ATV and routinely get his ass kicked before the finale.
I know, that's just stupid. That was dumb. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
At least give the guy a little upper hand.
Not doing anything.
Get off my truck!
That was awesome, though. Get off my truck!
See, that's the other thing. Like,
damn it, I just named her. It's Betsy. Get off Betsy.
Lisa, I think we're calling for a You Belong to Me.
Do it.
Come on.
Do it.
Too much pressure.
You belong to me!
Yes.
Good.
Well done.
See, okay, here we go. This is the thing I haven't seen in the
last
2 years.
Thank you, Silverback.
The Force of Angels has just opened up in the heavens.
They've made the main villain seem like an idiot, and then the real main villain doesn't show up until the last few episodes, so I have no reason to care about him.
Yeah, and Mezugot, although that's partly due to the conventions switching in Sentai. Although, at the same time, I think, like, actually, no, I guess Dino Thunder fell victim to the problem, too. They ended up with, like, by the end of the series, there were two, basically, main villains. You had, like, Zeltrax and you had Mezugog, both working independently, then you ended up splitting the finale, kicking both their asses.
Which wasn't that
bad. You can't really compare that, because they were trying to build up Zeltrax. But then they kind of fell short with the whole, like, okay, who's this random Smitty guy? Like, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
We don't care about Smitty.
You know what I mean?
Again, that makes me have to think about next year, though, because next year there are four sets of main villains in the Sentai.
Has that been confirmed?
Yes, there are four main villains in the Sentai.
Questar,
and in the American
Gorma,
version, they're going to add a fifth.
Wow.
They're gonna add a fifth.
They're adding a fifth.
Yeah. Whoa, wait.
Think about this.
That's 32 episodes, five sets of villains.
Wait, they're adding it.
Think of that.
That's according to the back of the toy boxes. And think about that. How often are they always on the money?
They're usually right. They're just usually vague.
No. I remember back in Zio.
Zio?
They claimed that they were fighting against
Zio's
Queen.
Far away, though.
You're going back
to
Zio? Dude, they've been accurate for the last few years. They've been accurate.
Okay, mostly.
Except
I think
the only thing
they were
the only thing
then.
They were off is that they called the main villain Anton Mercer, which really is technically true. Outside of that,
that's
though,
like
it's
saying that
accurate.
Dr. Jekyll is the drunken bastard.
Yeah, it's accurate. It's just really vague. But they flat out said five, so...
Or is misleading.
So wait a minute, which I remember I was hearing a few years, or like I guess a year ago, that now like producers on Power Rangers are working with the people with Sentai to work on I guess a Sentai together or something. So which one was that?
That was for Magi Ranger. They filmed like a couple scenes in the opening. They filmed some scenes for the Magi Ranger opening pose scene and stuff.
No, I mean the actual, like, go over storylines and crap. Not like, oh, well, we're going to film over in New Zealand.
I don't think it's
storylines. No, that ended up not happening.
It's not storylines, it's locations and, like, wire work.
Oh, okay. It's just locations then?
And, like, the wire work, because they did a lot of that wire work for the opening too.
Yeah. In fact, I do remember, like, there was one time in Magi Ranger when they were watching TV, and there was something on about Sky Tower in Auckland.
Okay. Mm. No, I was just wondering. No, I mean, because I guess
yeah,
old
information. Yeah, it's not the story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But damn, like, I mean, like, nothing else about the finale that we can...
How about the actual ending of the finale where they completely destroy the fact that, ooh, we killed one of the main bad guys and they bring him back and I'm gonna DJ. Shake your ass,
Necroli.
Your ass, Mutombo.
Necroli.
Nikki has got it going
please.
On.
Necroli. automatically turn good and quote-unquote hot.
Okay, again, if you're listening to the Rangercast version of this show, you know my
take. Stop it.
Stop it! Seriously.
TV's mom has got
it
going.
No, you need to stop singing. You need to stop singing right
now.
You need to stop.
Did you know something funny that I noticed was when Xander said Lily's mom is hot?
and Vita.
Who was the one to agree with him?
Vita was really excited.
Vita was into it, man. She was so into it. She's like, yeah,
Oh, yeah, she's hot. I want to
that's her true colors right
wait,
there.
Wait, wait, wait. Isn't that how Mary Kay Letourneau got busted?
Wait, what?
Who?
The what?
Look it up. Mary Kay Letourneau.
You mean the one who banged a 6-year-old or the 16-year-old?
Who banged a student. And Xander, I'm presuming, is a teen, therefore underage. Actually, I think they were kind of ambiguous as to the range's ages.
I think he's supposed to be
so they may or may
18.
Not.
I think he's supposed to be 18.
Okay, then screw that.
Weren't they in high school?
No, but I really, really don't understand why all of a sudden she's like caring about her daughter now.
Yeah,
like
yeah, why she has to turn human again? And why she has to turn human? Again, that's kind of destruction kicking in.
Yeah, just because of the relationship is the only reason why they didn't kill her. Guarantee you.
Yeah.
That has to be it.
Yeah.
Disney.
Because how would Lily be happy with Phineas and everybody else in the end if her mom just got killed?
Well, that didn't happen in Sentai. Like, in Sentai, there's just Nightmare were
happy.
Just cool. Wee yeah, they're happy. And not bad. They didn't turn human or anything.
But they
so
got
really,
Lily again. And then Kai got his hair red or some crap like that, which was like, okay. I mean...
Yeah.
Oh, what?
No, because in
anyway.
The magic finale, Kai, the Red Ranger or whatever, he shows up in the door and he's got, like, red hair or something like that, and I'm like, what the heck?
Oh,
yeah,
you
and he's got the
like,
same
mean, like,
sort
Vita
of get-up.
No, no, like streaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vita just...
No, yeah, just like a streak, that kind of like the thing that Vita had going on during the whole show.
Like,
the whole series,
rather. She's super sane on us, I swear, like, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I'm just like, I don't understand. I mean, if she's going to care about her daughter, at least let her care about her daughter, a few episodes beforehand. Drop a little hint. It's like, I wonder what's going on with Lily. Maybe I shouldn't, whatever. You know, just a little something,
that's,
not just randomly,
again,
oh, I care about her now.
Yeah, and then suddenly
now.
She's
again,
like, oh my god, my daughter's there. When a few episodes ago, she couldn't care less.
Yes.
Yep.
That's what that's what they've been doing for the last two seasons. Either they start something at the beginning and forget about it to the end, or they don't even start it until the very end. So we cannot possibly care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another side effect of having less and less episodes since the Disney era began.
And how about Chip? What happened to Chip becoming a knight? That kind of got thrown out the window. He didn't get an ending. He didn't get a proper ending. He just, I'm telling the story. How's that an ending?
How did Xander evolve as a character?
He just got more
Plan
horny,
manager?
I guess.
Plan manager.
Plan manager.
But yeah, basically, he...
It's a great excuse to be lazy.
Now I'm supposed to be lazy because I'm a manager.
Yes. But anyway, but yeah, so I guess we talked about this finale, like, anything else? Any final, about
I'm
the finale?
Glad it's over.
Or just any, like, overall Mystic Force, comments?
Poor Madison. Poor Madison at the end.
Why
holding
is,
nasty,
who at the end?
Dirty
can,
baby blanket,
I still say
like,
Madison
that was
had, like, the most talent
so
out of
the oh, yes,
team.
Madison at the end. We forgot.
I got your creepy blanket.
Yeah, that's that, because I mentioned that earlier.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, I want you now.
Here's the blanket,
here,
see you
here's
never.
My blanket. I'm going to ride off into the sunset in a giant Harley with my parents. Yeah.
Yeah. How come Dagron can't ride a motorcycle, but, like, Udana and Leonbo are great
and
at
Leonbo
it?
Can.
Udana. Yeah. Where is that coming from?
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah. Let's ride. Please.
What about
I hope
Dagron?
He, like, crashed
the
or
hell?
Something. You know, like a giant tree.
Dagron is awesome. He owns
him.
You. Shut up.
Who is he? I don't know anything about him except that he was a knight.
He was a frog.
He's Leonbo's
and a frog.
Friend.
That's all we know. He's... attempted to save Nick, and then Phineas found him, etc., etc.
And
that's
then
one thing I'll say about like the
but,
past
you know,
two seasons.
There's so much stuff
the six
that they alluded
always
to.
Suck.
There's too many damn
there's
characters.
So much stuff they alluded to and could have dove into more in that like war 20 years prior, but they didn't.
Nope. We didn't get to see anything about the ancient Titans.
Yeah, there's so much more they could have gone into. Like, what is the mystical realm? They could have stone into that more, but they didn't have enough episodes. I wish we had 40 episodes.
I wish we had the movie.
It doesn't need 40 episodes.
It doesn't need 40. It could tell a story in like 20.
The episode count is not an excuse. It is a flat
yeah,
out
I mean,
excuse.
It is an excuse.
Look how many
but
episodes
at the same
you're
time,
wasting.
Yeah, they did waste episodes. And at the same time, they need to make good use of what they have. But at the same time, like, we've seen seasons pull off 40, for the most part, good episodes.
Yeah, I mean, we've had seasons that had 45 and 50 episodes, and they weren't nearly as good and well-developed as Dino Thunder, which had 38. So episodes
yeah, Dino Thunder did a good job with 38.
And but you know what?
Dino Thunder did a good job.
You know what? If they had 40 episodes, you know, that would have been like 8 more episodes for Nick anyway.
Yeah,
so
it's
it
like
doesn't
true.
Matter.
At least 2 or 3 more.
Although people are like, if they add 6 or 8 episodes, all of a sudden all the characters are going to be well developed. No, they're not. If they didn't make an attempt to develop the characters for 32 episodes, they're not going to suddenly change their mind and try if they get 6 more.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just going to make Nick like videotape stuff, or Nick like read comics, or Nick try to do Plan Nick. They're going to just like seriously.
Yeah, it's true. And then
hasn't this whole season been Plan Nick?
Next year we have to wait, or we have to suffer, because we might get a Zord introduction every other episode.
Oh yeah, Overdrive. That is going to be hell.
The Zords really aren't that bad.
Hot, man.
Those aren't that bad because
fail.
They're only... Because, I mean, they introduce 5 at once, and then they do 4... Okay, then they do 5 in a row that are one by themselves, but after that, then it's just 2 big Megazords. It's not like they introduce them all
one
at a time.
But now it's like they're forming into
force.
One, right? It's like, tuned out of, like, Bokenger for a bit, because, like, focus more on Kabuto and Lion Mother G, which I now regret.
Yeah, I tuned out of Bokenger, too.
The first 10 can become 1, and then 3 can become 1, and then 5 can be 1.
Yeah.
The most you can get together is 10 at once.
Plus,
yeah, I've kind of given up on doing Bokenger.
I bet you there's still 2 more Zords to appear for Bokenger before it finishes.
No, they're done.
I think
they're done.
Well, yeah,
because they have
Zuban. There's that, and then there's the movie exclusive Mecha.
Yeah, I've given up on Bokenger because I'm just too far behind to catch up.
Bokenger's hot. Keep watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here.
You better catch up.
Maybe I will.
I also need to catch up on Akihabara that deep, but that's another story.
Oh, God.
I have no hope. I no hope. I'm not gonna get my hopes up.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm not going to get them down.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be indifferent.
I think Overdrive is gonna be my wild force.
Yes.
It's the one that's going to piss me off the moment I turn it on. I'm gonna forget that it premieres, of course. I'm gonna turn it on, turn it off, and be done with it. But but at the same time, I'm gonna have an open mind. Give it a shot.
Nope.
If it
sucks,
I'll give it a chance. I don't know about like open mind and all that stuff. I'll just give it a chance and see if I like it or not.
I'm gonna watch it.
What I
usually
do, like I said, just call a 3-episode rule.
Yeah.
3 episodes are trying to impress you. If it fails after those 3, tune out. And there are exceptions, but otherwise, like, I mean, there are like shows that have been proven that the rule works. Like Lion Mother G, after the first 3 episodes, I tuned out, and I have not regretted that decision.
I wouldn't really do that because the whole thing is the last 2 seasons, the first few episodes have been pretty darn good.
Yeah.
It's just that it dropped off
they
real
show
quickly.
Potential. They show a universe that,
fine,
that they could easily expand on, but don't.
See, I after SPD, I had hope for Mystic Force because I knew Magi Ranger was much better than Deca Ranger. But then now Bokenger's even better than Magi Ranger. I'm not going to have that
good hope,
because I had the hope this year, and I got kicked in the ass. So, I'm gonna watch it. Katie, I'm going to watch every single episode.
No, we'll watch
episode.
It, but it's
I'm
not
gonna
be like, oh my gosh,
episode.
This is going to be awesome, or oh my gosh, it's going to be great. It's like, whatever.
Right, well,
yeah, not,
I've
yeah, don't
I
show up wearing
like
a Bokenger jacket and stuff like that, like sitting there.
I think this is a pattern.
Yeah.
See, Wild Force was weak, Ninja Storm was weak, Dino Thunder is remembered as a classic series. SPD was weak, Mystic Force is weak, maybe Overdrive might be good. This might be our third time
maybe
as a charm.
Maybe it'll be good, and then it'll become weak.
Really, would the third time really be the charm?
Overdrive. And Operation Overdrive is too long a title, by the way.
Get that country music going for me, Lisa. Overdrive.
I have to edit the our different theme songs for Overdrive.
Overdrive.
I got a little carried away.
Overdrive.
But you'll understand.
Overdrive. Overdrive.
Oh, yeah, listen to No Pink Spandex. If you're listening to the Braincast version, go listen to No Pink Spandex now. See? I plug both
See,
ways.
See, you can pimp that.
Watch, yeah. I'll plug R5 and I won't be allowed.
And then when you're done, go back and listen to Rangecast. And
yes,
go
yes,
listen to R5
because we need
it.
Listeners.
See, so I think, yeah, we are coming up on 45 minutes. Hey, Lisa, maybe we should, I don't know, wind it down so that people don't fall asleep while listening. I don't know.
Are you asleep? I'm not asleep. You asleep?
I'm not asleep yet.
I'm asleep. I'm awake. Overdrive.
I think we've coined the new catchphrase.
No, but yeah, I mean, like, anything else about Mystic Force? Like, anything else about... Okay, we have to rate for the finale. We even get to rate for the finale.
Oh, yes.
Two thumbs down, three thumbs up.
What'd you say?
To rate the finale.
Oh, rate.
I'll go first.
Okay.
When I first watched the episode, I was like, oh, this is so cool. And then just certain things in it kept bringing the episode down for me. So I had to constantly fight to say, okay, do I want it as an 8 or a 7? And I'm like, well, it's a 7, but it's just underneath an 8. So I gave it like a 7.5, but voted for an 8. But I rewatched it again tonight, and really, not a huge fan, so I'll give it a 5 out of 10. And that's like, what?
Damn.
That's a D or C?
Drop it.
Damn.
Snap.
It just wasn't cutting it for me. It was too boring.
Oh, snap.
Too all over the place.
Oh, snap, Tiffany.
Okay,
oh, snap.
I think I'll go next. You know, I've come to the conclusion that these final few episodes were not actually made in New Zealand. They were made in Moscow with Kiwi and Australian actors. You know how I came to that conclusion? Because the show's been Russian.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I will end
the
you.
Whole last few episodes. Like the
You will stop laughing at that now.
It's so bad, it's funny. Continue.
Oh, you are
yeah. It seemed like everything was just thrown in there. Like Bruce was wrote up a little recipe for a finale. Like throwing explosions, base destructions, I am Spartacus, sword fights.
I am Spartacus?
And then
what?
Just boom, 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 romance shoehorned in. And it just felt so formulaic that it was predictable. And then the Rita reference, I'll give him points for that. It was a good try. And I agree with Jackie, it was worthwhile to make a tribute, but at the same time, you know, they could have done that a little better. Yeah, I'm going to have to give it a 6. It's slightly better than the SPD finale.
No way.
But
no way.
Oh, it's
God
easily,
no
way. Easily
God
better
me.
Than the SPD finale. Easily better.
Oh my
easily.
Gosh.
No
continue.
Way.
Continue. Let him continue.
Okay, slightly better than the SPD finale. But yeah, I'm going to have to give it a 6. Just because there's so much wasted potential in Mystic Force. And for the series, for Mystic Force as a whole, 5. Like I said, wasted potential, slave to the Sentai footage, Power Rangers can do so much better.
I don't know, Mystic Force is a pretty forgettable
yeah.
season. I don't really
yeah.
think it has any
yes.
major fans out there.
Right.
Yes.
Except for Green Psycho Dragon, that's another story.
He's a fan
and
for
that
every
other
season,
guy,
though.
Black Ranger, whatever.
Okay, and then so
that
who's
crazy
next?
Guy.
So, Katie, mm-hmm. what you gonna rate it?
Katie, go.
Go for it.
What? Katie, rate
Katie
the thing.
Katie, talk.
You. I'm gonna whoop you. Talk.
I can hear you just fine.
Someone's
snap, son.
Sorry.
Okay. Mike.
Okay, good. Wolzard Fire versus, you know, whatever. Okay, so red versus purple. And then I think that was the only good part for me. And then the Redamont, you know, tribute. Bad, again, the worst line ever. Wake up and smell the darkness. And, yeah. That, along with Super Saiyan Pink Vita, I'm going to have to give this one a 4.5 out of 10. Because, honestly, I have not seen a worse finale, or, a probably crappy finale since, I don't know, when Ninja Storm ended, I was cheering because, you know, it was over, but, yeah, take that. So for...
Oh, an oyster stew. I think an oyster stew easily beats
this. Okay, so, yeah, definitely. So,
oh, hell yeah.
So, I would say 4.5 out of 10.
Yes,
So, 4.5 out of 10.
You gave it a what out of 10?
4.5 out of 10.
A 4?
4.5 out of 10.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess an oyster stew is now not this. It was the worst finale before SPD, but now it's the third worst.
Are you kidding me? There were worse finales than that. There were plenty worse finales. Okay, anyway, I'm gonna go now.
Who hasn't gone?
It was slightly above an oyster stew.
Wait, I didn't get to rate yet.
I haven't gone either.
Go ahead.
Oh, you haven't gone either?
No.
Okay, you go.
Okay, originally, I gave it a friggin' 7, and I'm gonna have to retract that to a 6. And I need to watch it again because I haven't watched except for that tiny little video. But overall, I thought that they put forward quite a decent amount of effort. I mean, they hit beats once in a while, unlike SPD, which didn't hit any beats at all for the during part 2 at all, and even part 1 there weren't very many beats. But the fights. The first fight was cool, then the Korag fight was cool, but then it just felt like they just wanted to throw in fight after fight after fight.
Open the armpit panel!
The Black Lance thing was pointless. Pointless. And then they have, the friggin' two bad guys fighting each other, and you see the stone in the background when it's already been destroyed. So I'm
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But you know what's sad? What's sad is the Battleizer saw more use this year than it did last year.
I actually had no problem with the Battleizer this year, for the most
part.
Yeah,
I didn't. I did not. I like the Battleizer.
The only
this
time
year.
I didn't like it was. The only time I didn't like the Battleizer was the fight with the Toad guy, with the clock in the corner. I thought that was a little lame, but outside of that, I liked it. And the Rita thing, A for effort, guys. But you f***ed up so bad that it was felt less like a tribute and more like a mockery to me. Someone turn that.
What
shit
the? Would you turn the I am off?
Yeah, again, we're in a public.
I am doesn't make
no,
this type
it's
of
freaking
oh,
Mike
boy.
And his I am.
All these people just.
No, it's not the other people. Damn.
It's the I am. Okay,
Mike.
Anyway.
We need someone to blame, and it has to be them.
I downgraded to a 6. Overall, I would give the season, a 4. Comparatively.
So did you give the finale again?
6. I originally gave it a 7, but I'm down to a 6. And the season, I give it a 4 compared to SPD, which I gave, a 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Both
yeah, oh,
you got an 8 from me. That endings was awesome.
And
it had its bad moments, but I
liked
it.
Oyster Stew still had more suspense than this.
Oyster Stew was better than many finales. Many finales.
I didn't get to rate yet.
Nothing more overrated than Countdown.
Okay, Lisa wants to rate.
We're saving
Lisa,
the best
go
for
ahead.
Last.
When I was first watching the finale, I was like, oh, snap. Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Oh, snap. I actually laughed in certain parts that, you know, either were funny or were not funny. And so at first
watch,
I was like, oh, okay, this gets a 7. This is kind of cute. But then I watched it again. And I was like, oh, crap, this gets a 6. Then I was like, I think I was talking to Jay about, oh, crap, wait, this bothered me, and this bothered me. A lot of little things bothered me that added up to one huge, are
really
you freaking kidding
something.
Me? Yeah, and a really bad something. So, now I give it a 5. And if I watch the other finales again from other seasons, I'll probably give it a 4. And then when I watch Oyster Stew again, I'll probably give it a 3. That's how I feel right now.
Yep.
You know what I'm
great.
Saying? So,
it's just a down.
But yeah, overall.
Book skull, yes, interpersonal drama. That's what you need.
But overall, though, it was Mystic Force, I mean, it had its good moments, which is the supporting cast, and it had its bad moments, which was the main cast, and it's just really, really... It really disappointed me because the people I wanted to see the most, I didn't get to. And so for that, Mystic Force is...
The lame.
Is the second worst...
Dead to you?
The second worst out of the whole entire seasons.
Wow.
I mean, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm gonna
wow.
I'd say that too.
Oh,
Time
Wild
Force!
Yeah, Wild Force is easily the worst.
Sorry. Worst cast ever. I mean, seriously, if you can't have a good cast, then screw it.
Yeah,
screw
at least
it.
Yeah,
Mystic
yeah.
Force has a secondary
SPD
cast.
Had...
Wild Force has nothing. Has Taylor. Taylor's not a cast.
Basically.
Never give up. Yeah, they seemed like they were an inch from saying that. The whole show, the whole finale is here.
You know, but it is really disappointing because I'm like, you know, watching the show and... I mean, seriously, I never felt a season where it was so much more about the leader than this season. It was like Nick, Madison,
hello.
Vita, Vita,
we
Nick,
have
Nick,
Zio?
Nick, 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 Nick.
Well, no, it was Zio because it was balanced.
This season,
I used
Zio,
to have her cheater boyfriend.
Space.
Yeah, that was because it was balanced.
Those Red Rangers didn't always completely shoehorn themselves into other people's focus episodes, though. Nick did.
True.
Dude,
again,
yeah.
The
you
whole,
never saw
Magic
Tommy
Ranger
try to do
thing.
Ballet, okay? Okay? Ooh, I can do ballet now. Look at me, Cat. Look at me. I'm like, you know, yeah, the man has been, like, on, like, freaking bajillion seasons, but at least other people got focused, too. We knew what the other people's names were. That was
right.
Nice.
Well, that's...
Yeah,
that,
yeah,
that's,
but you know...
That's Tommy. We gave up on him a long time ago.
Another song and dance. I'm not going to say anything.
Another song and dance is awesome. It owns your soul, man. It owns your soul.
Now?
I liked his Dino Thunder celebration dance.
Wait, which episode? Which episode?
It's awesome.
That's you Ranger 5, red.
Because it's so awesome. So awesome that she can't watch it. It's awesome.
He did a little celebration dance in Dino Thunder that beneath the surface. He got his white boy down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he did.
I think I missed that one.
Ew.
He got it on. He was, what's up?
I don't seem to recall that, but I haven't seen Dino Thunder in like a while.
Go watch Beneath the Surface again.
Beneath the Surface is awesome. You need to watch it.
Okay.
Tommy gets down with it.
he does a little jig. It was really kind of whack, but, you know, he got excited. But yeah.
No.
So like, what was it like a Ashley Simpson? I don't know what I'm gonna do jig, or was it a full blown I'm the only guy dancing with myself jig?
It was a little explosion of happy feet.
It was happy feet and
yeah,
happy
yeah.
hands, happy hands and happy arms. He was trying to do the running man, but he couldn't get the feet down. That's what he's trying to do. You have to watch it.
That hurts
awesome.
To imagine.
Hey, at least he wasn't singing.
That's true.
True.
It's awesome, though.
So,
seriously.
Now we're getting completely off topic, guys.
Because Mystic Force is not that interesting.
Yeah, it wasn't that interesting.
But you know what? It's over, so we don't have to...
Here's to you, Mystic Force, for taking in...
Unless
there's a team-up.
So everybody raise a glass. Here's to Mystic Force. May you never bother us
again.
Hey,
anybody know how many episodes Overdrive's going to have?
32.
I assume
32. Well, can't have any more than 32.
They haven't said anything yet, so I'm not sure what to assume.
Like, if it's not 32, it might be like 30.
Oh, come on.
Or 26.
Oh, three-episode miniseries. Oh, yeah.
Telling you, 8 episodes, man. 8 episodes. That
What's
would
the
be
lowest
awesome.
Number you can have, like 13?
A 30-second commercial
no,
spot.
The lowest.
Which condenses basically
like
a whole
20,
series.
Or maybe 22.
I hate this thing.
Yeah, it's...
Well, no, because what I was trying to say earlier, so, like, you know, everybody raise a glass right now. Here's to Mystic Force. May it never bother us again.
Yeah, may it never show on PRG. And may they start showing unedited time
here,
force.
Here.
Unedited time force.
Why
Time
does everyone
Force
think
Blue.
Time Force is awesome?
It's
so
not.
Like, So, I mean, it's all about Jen, Eric, and Wes.
Because it's like, yeah. Well, no, like as I said, there were like three seasons of Power Rangers that did not happen for me. And, okay. Like, Time Force, Wild Force, and Ninja Storm. Those three did not happen. I blocked them out.
No, Ninja Storm's awesome. You're right with that.
Ninja Storm was way too campy for me, yo. Way too campy.
Ninja Storm was pretty awesome.
That night...
It was full of camp.
It was the first season done really, really, really like...
It was supposed to be campy, though.
I know, but it was not funny.
No, it wasn't. Yep. It really wasn't that campy.
Dude, when they were in the spandex, dude, it was...
They were channeling Adam West there.
Totally.
No. I mean, and that's what they said all the time. Dude. I mean, seriously.
It's like they were back in the 90s. Like, seriously.
You gotta take down that marketing.
At least they took the character and stuck with it. You can't say that about recent seasons.
Well, yeah, I could say recent seasons were better.
Over the last two seasons. Last two seasons, I'd rather take Ninja Storm over those two any day of the week. Flat out.
True. Wait, I'm trying to remember. Am I the only one here that likes Lightstorm?
I don't know. I'd rather have SPD.
But yeah, anyway.
You name three seasons off the top of your head that were worse than Ninja Storm, you know it.
Ninja Storm itself, Wild Force, Turbo was cool.
Lost Galaxy was boring as hell.
Lost Galaxy was horrible.
Okay,
the first half of Turbo was horrible.
Lost Galaxy rocked.
Lost Galaxy was so boring!
Lost Galaxy
it's
was...
It's hard for me to say, because it was at the bottom of my
list.
Although
I guess
to an extent, Lost Galaxy fell victim to the same... sort of thing that Mixed Force did, only in reverse. Like, they had this huge universe already set up that they were already in, the Zordon-era Power Rangers universe, and yet they didn't really do as much as maybe they could have with that. I mean, the whole concept of the space colony, that is really cool.
But then they made a black man the janitor.
He was the mechanic.
He was a mechanic. He ran the whole mechanics
he
of the whole
He was the slave
place.
Of the
he reported
ship.
To Commander Stanton.
That's great.
Oh my god, I never thought of it like that.
That was great. You know,
He dressed like a janitor.
He was the main janitor. He was the king of maintenance. He was the slave of the ship.
I guess you could say he was the tech.
Oh, please, whatever, dude.
He knew what he was doing.
Except for fixed cars.
All I saw is his green suit
and being dirty. That's all. I mean,
he could fly the mega ship.
Wait! Don't forget he was flying after Yellow.
I mean, and Leo was all like having a man crush on his brother, and it's just boring.
Yes, Massa, I clean up the ship real good.
And the fact that we're not talking about Mystic Fate at all is proof of how bland and unmemorable Mystic Force was.
Yes.
But you know what? To their credit, they really did try to make a complicated story. They did. They really did. They really tried to improve upon that.
No, they tried to
copy a
complicated story.
But it's just that they didn't include the rest of the cast into the story. So it's like, oh well, too bad. We're going to make this really cool story for this one character, you know?
And then never do anything with it. They made a really cool, like... Madison would have been a really interesting character to do more with, but Nick and Xander pretty much always stole her spotlight.
They could have changed it up a bit and not followed Magi Ranger and maybe
had... Then the series would have been better than it had they not followed Magi, because Magi
like
sucks.
Nick. Dude, you gotta stop talking.
Yeah. No. It's just because you're coming in poorly. Yeah, you know, there were some promising parts to SPD, but I think what would have been great is, I know it couldn't happen. It would have been great if Greg Aronowitz stayed on, but of course that can't happen because he's busy as hell.
Doing what? Good point.
I mean, he did some stuff before Power Rangers.
Bad Five,
to his credit. What has he done afterward?
The problem with Mystic Force was that they were copying a story that was all about a family. Four of the Rangers, they decided to not make part of the family, so they were not part of the story. Bam. That's
yeah.
it.
I'm just thankful they didn't put Mondora Boy or whatever in, you know, Mystic Force, because just, oh god. I wanted that thing to burn.
No, they could have used
yeah,
him.
Yeah, then I would have really tuned out. They could have used him. I would have, like, not even bothered.
They could have used
Mondora
Boy.
They could have used
who? The talking plant.
God,
oh,
no.
Hell
oh, Mandora
no.
Boy, thank you.
Hell
thank you. That's the one thing no. they did right in Mystic Force.
Talking
not
plant in the house,
using
baby.
God.
Oh, gots to have the talking plant.
Okay, you know what? You can have the talking plant all to yourself.
You got to
on
have
your own
the talking plant
dig
about it on
Stessia. Yeah.
You need a talking
they
plant.
They don't.
I'd rather but have right. a talking plant than Vita.
Well, the difference
yeah.
is
guess
maybe that like the plant could act
wrong.
Better.
You know what? I bet
hey, wait. Vita has a brain the size of Mandora Boy's.
Yeah, but the difference
so
is the plant
out.
Has more
you
talent.
You know what,
so
Angie
there.
Diaz? You're probably a really cool person in life, in real life, and we're sorry that we keep bagging
yeah,
on your character.
It's just
but
you
but
sucks.
Yeah,
learn how to act, woman.
She's probably better now.
You know, I've always said I said this. I said Vita would be the perfect girlfriend for Tommy because it's a pink ranger that clearly has a penis.
Oh.
What?
Are you telling me I should shut up?
Actually, she might be attracted to Tommy since he used to have long hair and look like a girl.
You know, Vita would have worked well in season one. That would have been
I
awesome.
I will agree. Tommy is the girl in the Jason-Tommy relationship. It's true.
Oh.
He is. He's got the pretty hair
obvious.
Like a
pony. No, I think
he's
they switch now and then.
And stuff.
They switch now and then just for fun.
It's odd that Tommy's the girl, though, because Jason was the one that was pregnant.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, Forever Red.
Lord Jesus. You
it's
know what?
True.
You're going to make Austin St. John come out of hiding and beat the crap out of you. That's what you're doing.
Isn't he too busy doing gay porn?
I saw that. I saw that joke coming from a mile away. Oh my
See,
god!
See, I set you up so well.
Oh,
all right. Oh, good times. All
right, I guess that concludes the episode.
So yes, on that note, thank you for joining us on this very special episode where yeah, people come out to do gay porn,
together.
And
yeah.
has
we won't have much more
to
say until Overdrive.
Overdrive.
Yeah, yeah. Not much more. We might pull Ranger Cast. For Ranger Cast, we might pull out one more, maybe two more episodes, like here and there. But no, we're pretty much taking a break for the winter.
Overdrive.
So for
Johnny Bosch.
For No Pink Spandex, she's Lisa. For Rangercast, I'm Tyler.
How you gonna say my name? How you gonna say my podcast? I say my podcast.
Ego. Okay, you say it. You say it.
Anyway, for No Pink Spandex. Okay, continue.
Lord, she got black.
She's
on
Lisa. I'm for Rangercast. I'm Tyler. And
Mike Dent saying
the other
this
people.
Is a show.
Yeah, and those other people.
Yeah, because I rock better than these people. So listen to my show before this. That's right, r5central.blogspot.com.
Okay, and we'll see you.
Ninja Storm will be
killed.
So,
yeah, we'll see you when we see you.
Peace
Bye.
Out, peoples.
Peace out.
Overdrive.
Overdrive.
Bye-bye. Overdrive.